All right, so you've done really well with recognizing auras and that sort of thing. So right now, why don't we try some energy manipulation? Do you think you can handle that? Awesome, let's get started. You know what to do. That's perfect. Yeah, just hold it steady. Feel the pulse. Good. You're doing great, doll. That's it. Try to focus on expanding the energy, letting your magic grow of its own volition. Yes, exactly, just like that. It's okay. Tingling in the hands is normal. You can push more. Come on. You can. Just try. You got it. Yes. Okay. Now breathe and reel it back in. Just like we practiced. Just wait. Okay. Try again. Just pull the magic back in. No, you're still expanding. You hang on. Wait. Wait. Okay. I think that's a good sign that we're done for tonight. Whew. Yeah, I'm okay. Let me just sit up. Are you? Let me look at your hands. Okay, not as bad as I was expecting. Well, even if it doesn't hurt now, better safe than sorry. Here, let me just. Good as new. Yes, I promise I'm okay. I'm a vamp. I can take a hit. It's gonna take more than a random lash out to knock me down. Same can't be said if I was still human, but. It's only been a few weeks, and you're still learning to control it. There is nothing to apologize for. It's no big deal, doll. Relax. Learning to manipulate energy isn't easy, so I expected this to happen sooner or later. We'll try again tomorrow and work on reining the magic in so it doesn't lash out again. Okay? In the meantime, we can change things up. I'm thinking we finally start trying to get into blood manipulation. I can show you if you. What's wrong? No, you just got skittish. You do that any time I mention starting to practice your blood magic. I know it's a little daunting, but you have nothing to be scared of. Me? What about me? Wait, what? Oh my God, no, I would never want that. Oh God, oh no. I'm messing this all up. Okay. No, I don't want to use your magic, let alone drain it. God, just the idea makes me sick. I just wanted to. I didn't know how I was. Damn it. Well, no wonder you've been so on edge these last few weeks if you thought I was going to do that. Well, I tried not to tell you all of this so you wouldn't get overwhelmed, but it's totally blown up in my face. Can we please start over and I can explain everything properly? Thank you. Okay. First thing, just for your peace of mind, I cannot drain your magic. I can drain your blood, sure, but all I would get from that is a meal, not your power. Vampires can't take magic from another person, only sense it and that kind of thing. All the stuff you already can do on your own. and I can't make you use it either. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a reason that blood mages and vampires were so close with one another all those years ago. Mages can't be tranced. Yeah, exactly. They're immune. Vampires have a bunch of abilities like super strength, night vision, immortality, plus all the telekinesis magic that any open wielder can use. But we also have our essentially mind control abilities. Well, like a vampire's lore. Their lore is why all those movies make us seem like irresistible bombshells. It lowers people's defenses around us and makes us seem enticing, safe. It subconsciously draws people in. Then we have our trance, literally controlling someone's movements through eye contact. And if that wasn't bad enough, then we have our thrall, which is more for vampires and their progeny, but can also work on humans under the right conditions. They can control their mind and make them subservient or change their memories. It's all kind of really terrifying, but I mean, it kind of makes me feel lucky I never met mine. But blood mages have never had to worry about that. They literally can't be tranced, can't be thralled. I don't even think the lore would work on them. No, I have never tried. At least not on you. You would have known if I tried to trance you. It's like this tingling on the sides of your mind. At least that's how it's been described to me in the past. I mean, yeah, mages have other abilities too. Well, like, when outside the body, we can control blood in its liquid state, solidifying into whatever shape we want. It doesn't work inside the body, though, oddly enough, I think, like, a kid's cartoon got that right. Well, kind of right, half right. And through the exchange of blood, like, through eating, we can control the magic of another person. No, not through a blood transfusion. The blood goes through too much processing, and the magic doesn't pass through. It's the same reason that if I fed on someone, I can't take, quote-unquote, their magic. But we can amplify our own magic through our blood, like, to an astronomical degree. So our wards and spell sigils are super powerful when written in our own blood. Yeah, it's a little... Yeah, a little creepy when I say it like that, but when you think about how many times you've gotten a paper cut or a bloody nose, it's not that bad. I mean, maybe I'm just biased. I do know a lot about it. I spent my whole life studying it. Yes, I used to be a blood mage. Really powerful one, too. I first manifested my magic when I was 10, and since the magic skipped my mom's generation, I went to live with this older woman who lived one state over who was also a blood mage. She taught me everything she knew. Everything about our magic, our history, the reason why we were so rare now. And then when I was on my own, I continued studying, trying to find others like me. After a while, I got desperate, sloppy. I would ask anyone with a magical signature if they knew about blood magic, if anyone could match my aura. Well, turns out, going around the magical world ranting about nearly extinct powers catches the wrong attention. I barely remember that night when it happened. I think I was walking to my car. I got knocked out. I remember the pain in my neck, and then waking up feeling empty. Whoever turned me was long gone by the time I woke up. I never saw them again. And I was left to cope with all of it. The separation pain, the new body, the hunger, not having magic. No. Once you're turned by a vamp, you lose all connection to your previous magic. There's no way to get it back unless you become human. And so far, we still haven't found that answer. The incredible gift that I was lucky enough to be born with, that my mentor trusted me to protect, I lost it all to one vampire. It's funny, actually, considering it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you all of this at the start. And I'm really sorry that you thought I wanted to use you. I don't. I promise I don't. I'm trying to make up for what I did. For losing my magic when it's so important. But even if I lost mine, you have yours. And I don't want it to go to waste. I said it the night we met. You can do so much good with this power. I mean, we started as healers. A lot of the healing magic that we know about today was actually invented by blood mages in their covens. If more blood mages came back, maybe we could do even more good. But I understand if you don't trust me. I mean, I'm a little concerned why you'd keep coming back if you thought I was gonna drain you. Okay, I think I understand. I mean, learn the basics of magic from me and then dip. I really hope you don't, though. It's been a long time since I felt like this. It's nice. And I meant it when I said you have a lot of potential. Thanks, doll. I'm grateful for you. Why don't we stop with studying tonight? It's already pretty late, and you still need to be, you know, functional tomorrow. But next time we meet, we'll start training properly. I'll teach you about blood manipulation, blood sigils, and healing. Like, legit healing, not just scrapes and bruises. Okay? Okay. I can't wait.